Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. Let's get down to this week's top news stories. In a bid to tackle escalating cyber threats, insurance juggernaut QBE is amplifying its cybersecurity initiatives. Described in a recent event hosted in Sydney, the strategy embraced by CEO Andrew Horton is underpinned by substantial investments from QBE Ventures. As cyber threats mutate, so should our defenses, Horton contended. The event spotlighted crucial information on market trends and risk management, demonstrating the global relevance of QBE's QCyber Protect. Echoing this commitment, QBE Australia Pacific's Sue Houghton affirmed their vision to become a pivotal player in cybersecurity, marrying global mastery with local reassurance. Adding to this, the Cyber Insights event also eventuated in thought-provoking discussions on the role of artificial intelligence in bolstering resilience against these cyber threats. At the center of all this dialogue stands QBE's global head of cyber, Serene Davis, who underscored the organization's determination to demystify cyber risk management for their clients and their brokers. Switching gears now to life insurance, new results published by Noble Oak from their Life Insurance Pulse report indicate an increasing trend in life insurance coverage among Australians. 60% of Australians between 30 to 60 years old currently hold a life insurance policy, a discernible rise from last year's 55%. Interestingly, only about 30% fully comprehend their underwritten policies. Anthony Brown, CEO of Noble Oak, stresses the urgent need to bridge this knowledge gap. He observes an increasing precedence of life insurance over standard expenses, even as respondents admitted to being in the dark about their coverages. Meanwhile, tiding over the contentious denial of claims by Insurance Australia Group, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority played mediator. They ruled that homeowners with storm-damaged solar systems are entitled to significant reimbursements for their repair costs. The overarching narrative here is that IAG's rationale for denying the claims was overruled by the authority, paving the way for homeowners to recover from their losses. Similarly, AFCA has allowed a pause on QBE's claim dispute involving an uninsured vehicle damage claim until the claimant discloses additional critical information. Despite the hiatus, allegations of fraud remain yet to be proven, making this case a gripping one. That wraps up this week's news update here on Financial Services Online. Don't forget to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more industry news and updates. This is Paige Estrotori saying thank you for tuning in. And until next Wednesday, take care.